Tire Learning on TFW on CIUT 89.5, and this week I'm feeling like the luckiest guy in the world. It's part one of my interview with Amy Milan. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike Coward. Canadian Amy Milan is the co-lead singer of Stars, and she's just released her own solo record, Honey from the Tombs, which is some of the most beautiful and heart-wrenching music made in a long, long time now. She just moved to Montreal and will be touring her new album soon, so we talked about that, talked about cooking, and she even told me about the most rock and roll thing that's ever happened to her. Oh, Amy. This is Higher Learning.
Do you wanna say something?
Hello. Hello.
Well, that would be really cool. You know, I thought of maybe doing like a quick sing song. I don't know. Do you think we could fit that in at the end or something?
To do what?
Like a sing song. Like do a.
Oh, sing song.
Well, not
I think I sung enough for you, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that's true. That is
too hot, man.
Is it? What's the temperature in Montreal right now?
35 degrees.
Oh, it is. Same as here.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's hot. Are you inside?
I am.
That's good.
I'm inside. I'm cooking, actually, which is kind of too hot to cook, but I like to cook when I'm home from tour.
Yeah, no kidding, because some of the food on tour, I bet, is pretty brutal.
Yeah. So I guess I can take the heat, so I stay in the kitchen, you know.
Oh, you're actually cooking right now. Are you chopping vegetables?
I'm chopping almonds.
What are you making?
I'm making an almond encrusted fish with a beet salad and flava bean mash with a leek sauce on top.
That sounds really tasty.
Yeah, it should be good if I don't melt.
Well, congratulations on the new record.
Thank you.
It's got to be fun having something with only your name on it. Is that kind of different compared to being with the Stars? Like, it's just you on this one, right?
Yeah, there's definitely less people to argue with.
You're calling the shots on this record, you right?
Well, Ian Blurton really kind of called the shots on it, but I put myself in there a little bit. I was really obsessed with the Rick Rubin stuff that that Johnny Cash and Rick Rubin did together. So I love the productions of those records, and so I was kind of pushed the like less bass, and you know, to get the bass I used a lot of like different keyboards and pianos, it was a team effort for sure.
Did you have some of your friends from Broken on the record?
I had Charles Spearin came in and played the bass. He's the only bass on the record. And Kevin Drew plays drums on a couple tracks,
mm-hmm.
and some keyboards and stuff. And Brendan Canning plays some guitar and some piano, which was nice because I recorded a lot of it at a studio called Chemical Sound, which I'm not sure if it's still around. I heard some rumors that it's shutting down, but which is kind of really close to where Canning lives. So he'd kind of come by on his bicycle with a sandwich.
So where did the title come from? Is that a reference to Egypt?
It is. It was an article I read, an interview I read with Tom Waits, where he was explaining putting some old songs of his on a record and how he was hoping they were going to be like the honey from the tombs, because the Egyptians would bury themselves with honey because honey never goes bad. And as soon as I read that, because all these songs are quite old that are on my record, I knew that was going to be the title.
Oh, I don't get it. What do you mean that they buried themselves with the honey?
Because honey, they wanted their souls to last as long as honey does.
Oh, I thought they could just maybe have a snack just as
I guess. Maybe when people brought them up, they'd have a snack while they were unveiling their bones.
Yeah, they're thinking, okay, well, 2,000 years when I finally get, you know, taken out of this tomb, I want those people to have a little snack.
Exactly.
The album sounds really country-ish and got a big bluegrass sound. Was this the kind of music you were making before you started with Stars?
Yes.
It is.
I was very drawn to it for its the juxtaposition between the jubilee and the depression of sort of country bluegrass music, and how lyrically they're always high and lonesome, but sonically there's this joy and this hope. And it was also something that I was very engaged with as a, I was very participatory in it. It's not the kind of music that you kind of sit alone in your bedroom and get depressed and maudlin about. It's very much of a group effort. And so it was about hanging around with Jenny and Dan and Chris Quinn from Crazy Strings and Mark Roy and cooking up a big feast and playing music all night.
That sounds great. Well, the Stars record, Set Yourself on Fire, it has that same feel, I guess, to it, sort of like a burning, tragedy and love kind of thing going on, and which is probably a big part of being an artist. But communicating that can't be easy. So how do you get all of this out in a way that you want? Do you know what I mean?
I guess I just try your best. We're all trying our best.
We do a great job at it.
Thank you. I have a good team. Takes a village.
We're talking with Amy Milan, who's the co-lead singer of the Stars, and she's got her new album out, Honey from the Tombs, which is definitely worth picking up. With your voice, I know you're probably electronic stuff. Do you get calls from house producers, techno producers to work with them? Is that...
Well, I got a call from Montag, who does a lot of beat-based, loopy stuff. But, you know, you meet a lot of people on the road, and you make plans to kind of do something. But I've been on a bus for about 3 years, so it's been hard to settle down and get into the studio again with strangers.
Yeah. Do you check your email? Do you guys have a computer on board? Is that...
Yeah, I'm part of it. I'm part of the wheel. Yeah, I check my
email. Addressing. Okay. good.
I have a manager and an email address and all those things.
What's the most rock and roll thing that's ever happened to you?
The most rock and roll thing that's ever happened to me?
Yeah.
I was drinking some port on the bus playing euchre with Marty Kinnick, the sound guy for Broken Social Scene. And I went to, I heard, keep your love alive, baby, it ain't over till it's over. You know that Lenny Kravitz song?
Yeah, yep.
So we were playing a festival, this huge German festival, and I heard that song on the bus, and I was like, oh, I gotta go. I love this song. I gotta go hear it. So I got up. And I wasn't supposed to go backstage because we were playing on the side stage, and that was sort of in front of 60,000 people was the main stage, and you weren't really allowed to go backstage, but somehow I maneuvered myself back there. And I was on one side of the stage, and I could see people on the other side, and I was like, oh, I think that's the better view. So I started to cross the stage behind this curtain, and when I realized I was right beside the drummer, and I actually went behind the wrong curtain.
Uh-oh, yeah.
And I was on stage with Lenny Kravitz in front of 60,000 people.
How wicked.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious. And I was like a deer, and I stopped, and I couldn't move, and then this guy came on stage
just
and was
froze.
Like screaming at me. Yeah.
Well, Lenny's drummer is that girl with the big fro, right? So maybe her hair was blocking you. It's possible that no...
Oh, no, there was no blocking me. I was like front and center. I was right behind Lenny.
You didn't... Well, at least you didn't go hug Lenny or like...
No. I did a little dance.
Did you have a thing?
Special thanks to Amy Milan. That's only part one of my chat with her. Part two is next week, and we'll play some music from her new album, Honey from the Tombs. This is Higher Learning. I'm Mike Howard. You're listening to The First Word on CIUT 89.5.